JoeBucksFan.com presents Bozzy, the sports junkie.
You're into that.
Insight and insanity.
Surely, man, hope I never get back in there. I will kick your
all from the mind of Ozzy the sports junkie.
Let's get this party started. How you feeling?
What is up? Where do you heard Ozzy the Sports Junkie? Back on the Joe Bucks Fan Podcast. Quick hit look at our Buccaneers. An Ozzy take, a hot read, if you will. Still hard to wrap my mind around the fact that the greatest quarterback to ever suit up in the NFL did a play at Hines and Dale Mabry. And short of an injury, there's only really two things that could ruin this. An injury, A, and B, this black plague of death. It depends what news you turn on. Yesterday, I thought we were maybe on the downside of it. Today, it got 10 times worse, so let's just hope to God everybody gets out of it okay, and there's football. Obviously, football is way down on the importance scale when it comes to life and death. But if there's one thing that's really rang true through this whole thing is, boy, we need sports in our life. Sports is our funny papers. Sports is our pressure relief, because without sports, you know, a bar to belly up to and have a beer to blow off some steam, and we've got none of them right now. When the games begin again, I promise you, I'm not going to take them for granted ever again, because let's just hope it gets its way through the system, least amount of damage as possible, and we hit Buccaneer football on time as scheduled. Baseball, who knows? Who knows? It could crush the entire season. I wanted to take a look at the Tom Brady signing from a complete and totally different angle, and that would be my buddy Doug Fernandes, who you've heard on the show before. And then I was, well, there was a short ban from the show because of some inappropriate behavior. Doug went through the seven stages of loss with the Brady to the Bucs signing. First was complete denial. He denied it up until the fact that it was announced by the team. He said he was going to the Chargers or staying with the Patriots. Then he said, what do you want with a 43-year-old quarterback? So he went with the bargaining, or he went through denial, anger. Then I started to drive it home to him. Dougie, here is your all-time greatest Patriot quarterback. You're a New England guy. Now he's in Tampa Bay. This could be your swan song. This could be the greatest story that ever fell into your lap. A 20-year Bucks beat writer, yet lifelong Patriot fan, I wanted to get his reaction. Wrote a great article. You can find it. I posted it on Twitter, and I'll repost it again. It's at D-Fern Sports. Squared up a couple nails right on the head, and I will take some credit for some of the input on that story. And I've always enjoyed his input, even if I don't agree with it. So sit back, relax on a chowder fan, yet Buccaneer beat writer's look at how Tom Brady is going to bring accountability, could change, how Tom Brady could very well change the whole entire landscape. I brought up the topic, who's a bigger team athlete to ever play, suit up, and play for any team in the state of Florida? Hands down, it's Tom Brady. Hands down. Well, close second, maybe Marino, maybe Shaq. Obviously, Leroy Selman, Derek Brooks, Hall of Famer. But nobody touches the six Super Bowl rings, the 20-year dominance of Tom Brady. So we got him for 2 years. If anybody can do it, it's Brady. I'll never bet against him. But thank God Almighty, we're relevant. We will be the story of the season. It'll all be right here at JoeBucksFan.com. It'll be in the center of the eye of the hurricane. Is it? Now they've got their work cut out for them. Bolster that line. Get a running game. Perryman's gone. Antonio Brown is not coming here. I think there's enough weapons for him to throw the ball at. So sit back, relax. Doug Fernandes, Sarasota Herald, former Bucks beat writer. I think he does the police blotter now. I'm not certain. He'll be back in that press box, you bet your ass, this season, as all eyes will turn Ray J, as it should be. Three games that I sat up in the luxury boxes, and was just a pathetic scene to see a half-empty stadium of lethargic fans cheering for comebacks after spotting the other team 17, if not 21 points every Sunday. Again, I temper my enthusiasm in the grand scheme of things, and we hope for the best. We got to keep moving forward and hope for the best. All right, here's my conversation with Doug Fernandes on one, Tom Brady, and what he brings to this Buccaneer team. Ozzy back on the Joe Buck Sam podcast. You know him, you love him, he's been a frequent contributor, but now more than ever, Doug Fernandes, former Bucks beat writer and all-time masshole chowed Patriot fan. Now your opinion, well, your opinion people are clamoring for. It's your guy, Tom Brady. You had a great piece, by the way, in the paper last Sunday about Brady coming to Tampa Bay. And I like the facts that I threw in there for you. I was glad I could help you fact check that. But in all seriousness, that's a great piece. I thought the biggest thing I took home about that was there's going to be accountability in Tampa Bay, maybe for the first time ever, because there sure as hell wasn't any for the last decade, if not ever.
Well, they've never had a quarterback of Tom Brady's stature come to that team. They've never developed one to that stature. As I wrote, there's players on this team who think they're professional, who think they know what to do to get ready for a game. I guarantee Brady's going to come down here and he's going to rise this team to a whole different level. They're going to look at this guy and he's 43 years old and he's outworking me. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to let Tom Brady show me up and I'm 28 years old. I expect him to go there. He wanted the phone numbers of his wide receivers. That's the only request he made.
I love
Why?
That.
Because he wants to go on the page with him and say, be prepared to work.
What about this, Doug? And I got a kick out of this. People who say he's going to have to learn Arian's system. I say what ain't broke, don't fix. Him and his six rings can reintroduce the system to Bruce Arians. It's Bruce Arians' last shot, too. Bruce's last shot at a ring is number 12. I say it's Brady's way. And I'm sure that was worked into the deal, too, that he gets some kind of control of that offense. Wouldn't you assume?
Well, they're talking about it right here on TV, that can Brady throw the deep ball? Well, he's not 25 years old anymore. I remember when he was younger, he could throw the deep ball. But listen, incorporate the two best offenses. Brady works best in New England, short intermediate game. So you do that, and then you go deep. You open it up in the middle, and then you go to Arians. You don't throw the ball deep 20 times a game, but four or five times a game, you click one time, and you get them thinking about throwing deep. You don't have to necessarily complete the pass. Just put it in their mind you can go deep.
And in hindsight, Doug, Bruce Arians, sure, he has a great track record, last year aside. Everybody thought he could come in, snap his fingers, and Winston turns into Joe Montana. It didn't happen. I read through the lines about week 8 that he'd given up on this kid, and I was proved right towards the end of the season. But it's Bruce Arians' way or the highway. From where I'm sitting, he's never won a Super Bowl as a head coach. I listen to Tom Brady in every single possible input that he can give you. There's a reason he came here. He wanted to get out from underneath the clutch of Bill Belichick. Not that it was an evil clutch. A 20-year run at 18-year what have you. That's a successful, no one will ever touch that. But I think Brady wanted, wouldn't you agree, Brady wants to get out, breathe, and be the Tom Brady show without Belichick, without Kraft. It's Tom Brady's world, and that's it.
Well, it's never one reason when anything major happens. I think he had chafed at Bill Belichick's regimen, maybe expected him to lighten up. Bill Belichick's not going to lighten up until the day he dies. But there were other things involved in this, and there's a couple of things. The Patriots know fully. They realize the team they have. They realize the glory days are over. That 20-year run is about 10 years longer than anybody thought it was going to last. It's over. You don't devote $50 million to a 43-year-old quarterback. It's rebuilding time in New England. They took an $18 million cap hit by getting rid of Brady, but that's it. There's no money they owe him going forward. This is a clean and clear cut. They are now moving forward without Tom Brady. If you're the Tampa Bay Bucks, you're right. You're not going to bring back Jameis Winston. You don't have anybody in reserve. You can't draft anybody. So you go after the one guy that's a free agent. And like I said, the Bucks were very, very lucky that other teams didn't have the same sort of desperate need the Bucks do. Because I think, all things being even, I think Brady goes anywhere else but Tampa Bay if the money is even. I don't know if any quarterback's going to get $50 million at age 44 years old, though. It's unbelievable.
You made a great point. Doug Fernandes joins us, Herald Tribune. Bucks beat writer for over 20 years, so you just couldn't take anymore, and then you had to get into psychotherapy.
They asked me to leave. Yes.
You'll be back up there this year, reacquainting yourself with the Iras, the Leo Haggerty's of the world, Rick Stroud. You can get up there, and who knows? Maybe half the reason I brought you on today was because you are a New England guy and a lifelong Patriot fan, and you've been with the Patriots, obviously, your whole life. You've seen the whole Brady career. But you had take it from a Tampa Bay perspective. You've been here for 30 years. I think you're going to see a lot of fans from the Northeast. Their Patriots might be in a down season. They're in a rebuilding mode. I see maybe a little bit of a swerve. If the Bucks get up to a good start, you're going to see some Patriot or New Englanders maybe lean towards the Bucks, and why wouldn't they? There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you're going to see fans come down here. Maybe you're going to see a lot of these games. Listen, a lot of these games are going to be on national TV. They haven't really announced the schedule yet. You just know the opponents. They're going to make these games automatically, four or five of them, nationally televised games. Tom Brady twice against Drew Brees. Oh. Tom Brady against Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Tom Brady, they're going to put these games on national TV.
As they should be. I mean, Brady against Brees twice. Wow, you just brought that up. I thought about that earlier, but that is going to be a must-see TV. How about this one? Brady to Vegas. When he goes out there, they take on Chucky. What kind of team that they face out there? Who knows? But everything now, Buccaneers, you know, you made a great point in this. Before you wrote the article, you and I kind of went up and down. He's not only the biggest player to ever wear a Bucs uniform. He's the biggest player to ever put on a uniform in the state of Florida, period.
Yeah, he is the biggest athlete to call Florida home. I went through this. It doesn't take very long.
Marino.
They had Marino Greasy. They had Shaq O'Neal, but that was basketball. They had Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, Leroy Selman.
That's it.
But none of these guys come here with the resume of Tom Brady. 9 Super Bowl appearances, 6 titles, 4 MVPs. That's just unbelievable.
All right, well, then that leads to the question. They didn't have any running back. They didn't have any running game last year. They just kind of, and that's where I give Winston an excuse. They did nothing to address the running game last year, thinking that Rojo was going to turn into Walter Payton. He looked good at times, but you cannot go into the season next year. An obvious need is probably a left tackle, maybe a right tackle. Maybe you get the kid out of Georgia, Thomas, and move Smith down to the right side. There needs to be some bolstering of the line, and there will be, but they've got to get a running back, and a running back, as you mentioned, who can catch the ball out of the backfield, because that's Brady's bread and butter.
Well, you need to have that if you expect to go deep. I mean, you got to give them the threat of the short, and then you go deep. Listen, Brady worked best the last several years. Rex Burkhead, catch the ball, run the ball. James White, catch the ball, run the ball. You know, when they won Super Bowls, they had a big bruising back. LeGarrette Blount was their big back when they won. Smith, when they won their first one from Buffalo, was their big running back. Corey Dillon, when they won, was their big running back. They really didn't have a big running back these past few years. But listen, back on the Bucs running game, I wouldn't diss Jones that much. Here's why. You get a couple of offensive linemen, cool. But
sure.
Tom Brady is going to make him a better running back
because you're
fearful of Brady now more than Jameis Winston.
Absolutely, and that's the first point that I brought up. There's accountability. You imagine dropping a Brady pass he puts right between your hands in the end zone? What was your credibility going back to the huddle with Winston? He's like, hey, you put through 3 picks today, Jameis, and I only dropped 1 ball. There was no fear. There was no, I got to go back to and look at the quarterback in the eyes. Imagine if Rojo or somebody misses a blitz by a middle linebacker and Tom goes on the ground, you don't even want to turn around.
And then the head coach on the sidelines to get on you again. There was no accountability in Tampa Bay.
And
Tom Brady will be accountable.
You had a great point in that article. Say he throws to an Evans or a Godwin, he drops the ball. You might not see the ball the rest of the day.
Listen, let me tell you something. I saw Tom Brady enough. He'd throw to a guy, drop the pass. The guy was invisible the rest of the game. Brady would just not. You have to earn Tom Brady's trust, most of all. If you don't show that you can get open and catch the ball, if you're going to drop a Tom Brady pass, he's not going to go to you.
Exactly. So they'll bolster the line in the draft, hopefully get a veteran. And I'd like to see him get David Johnson. He's off the board. Todd Gurley's off the board. All your big names are off the board unless they can go out and get somebody. But they've got to get a running back in the draft, obviously. Whether or not they bring in, they've got Blaine Gabbert, I guess, to back up Brady in case the inevitable happens. What if he snaps his ankle game one?
Well, that means you didn't address the offensive line well enough. But I'm telling you, if any Buck player on the offense that's smiling, the two tight ends. If Arians can somehow work these two guys in the offense, because Brady can do all these little games that Winston Winston could drop back 7 yards, give him 10 seconds, he'll throw the ball 80 yards. But these little nuanced plays that require poise, he doesn't have that. Brady does.
10 seconds. He did have that's where I give the Buccaneers line a little bit of credit for the sacks. They were 8th best in pass protection. He held the ball longer than anyone I've ever seen.
I did the research. I just read it. On average, Jameis Winston had 2 seconds longer to throw than Tom Brady did.
What does that
tell you? He had two, and he couldn't decipher what he was seeing.
And it was well known. He looked down the receiver. But that chapter of Buccaneer football is over with. And there are 2 things that I'd love to see happen out of this. Obviously, just some success and get the Buccaneers back to respectability. And respectability moving forward. You made a great point. 2022, they have no idea what the plan is. And right now, they don't. But if they build that lineup and you get some talent around there, when Brady finally calls it a career, maybe they're not left a shit show, and maybe they move forward. And you know what I'd like to see, Doug? Because it hasn't happened with a Super Bowl win. It hasn't happened with a Stanley Cup. I'd like to see the Tampa Bay. It still has a bit of a stinging name to it from the 0-26 Buccaneers. I don't care what you say. The name Tampa Bay, remember the movie North Dallas 40? I'll ship your ass to Tampa Bay. It still has a negative losing connotation. If Tom Brady can somehow tilt that a little bit, and get us into the playoffs, maybe make Buccaneer football exciting again. Hey, it's worth every penny.
There was one patch, and that was during when Dungy and Gruden had the team when they were excellent. National public loved them. They were on TV. They were good. Other than that, for that stretch, this team has been futile. Players, coach. But I want to talk about this point. You know, Bruce Arians may be along for a nice ride, but if the opposite turns and suddenly you got the world's greatest quarterback in history comes to Tampa Bay and he craps the bed, and you're wondering, why can't Brady win in Bucks and Tampa Bay? You're going to look for Arians. You're going to look for the whole organization because Brady came here a winner, and suddenly the team isn't winning. It can't be Tom Brady.
Exactly.
It's got to be the organization.
Well, we got to see what – because all year long, for the last 2 years, Doug, all you heard was the clamoring out of New England, we want O.J. Howard. O.J. Howard to the Patriots. O.J. Howard to the Patriots. We'll see now what O.J. Howard could do with Brady and can do with Brady. And I don't know what the problem was last year. Why Cam Brady's got to be smiling like a butcher's dog.
I'll tell you the problem. You talk about why Brady's leaving New England. They only came into – Brucks had $80 million in cap space. The Patriots had $5 million. So there was no way they were going to blow up their future salary structure for a 43-year-old quarterback. So they had less money to spend, and they try to use it wisely. One thing the Patriots do, and they've always done this, they look at a player and they assign a dollar value to that player. And if that player wants to play for that value, they will play. If the player comes back and suddenly thinks he's worth $10 million more, the team is going to say, sorry, try to get it elsewhere. I think Brady had come to the point, I want $25 million a year. Tom, you're not worth that anymore. Sorry. Tom Brady.
You made a great point. There was really only a couple teams where he made sense, and Tampa Bay made about the most sense. He made less sense staying in New England for the money.
Primitive. It was, Rozzy, one of the reasons he hated New England at the end was they didn't get him the weapons. You lose Gronkowski, and you don't get anybody. I'm not talking about getting Gronkowski to replace Gronkowski, but get somebody to replace him. Nobody. They signed Gordon, ends up being a pothead. They signed Brown. He ends up being a head case.
Yeah.
So all you're throwing to is Julian Edelman and a couple of free agent wide receivers. Defenses were licking their chops. Just got Edelman, and you're done.
So it's
Brady,
no wonder.
No one to throw to.
They lost the two games of the season, including at home to the Dolphins, and they went one and done to a Derrick Henry-led team that went all the way to crucified everybody.
If you watch it's amazing the Patriots did as well as they did with the dysfunction. Tom Brady never looked more upset, lack of confidence, mad than he did this last season.
Well, the beauty of it is this. They're already starting to doubt him. They're already saying this is going to be a failure, and that's all he needs is fuel for his fire, because somewhere as we speak, he's grinding it out in a gym. He's trying some new supplement. He's trying anything he can to get an edge. He's probably calling every one of his receivers, working out privately. I mean, if there's anybody who can win in Tampa Bay and get this team turned around, it's Tom Brady, and that's the beauty of it is this isn't a Ray Perkins shit team from this 89. There's a lot of talent, receiver-wise, defense-wise. And we'll see if Tom Brady can mix it all together and get him. How about above 500? How about we just go above 500 for the first time since Raheem Morris?
That's possible. Just cut down the interceptions. But one thing about Tom Brady, you got to know. You know, he was a high school star. He goes to Michigan. He thinks he's going to be the starter there. Drew Henson is there. Another guy is there. He gets bounced around, doesn't really play that much, comes out of the draft, gets a sixth round. You want to talk about what drove Tom Brady his entire 20-year career? Drafted in the sixth round. He played 20 years with a chip on his shoulder the size of Alaska. Now that people are doubting him, he's coming down to Tampa Bay with a lot more to prove again.
I thought the night before he signed, I saw that one of the talking heads said, well, Tampa Bay is just not a big enough town for him. He's going to go to Miami. Well, Miami has no interest. They're years from away. I thought maybe the Chargers were the only other team that fit because L.A., the huge market, everything. I don't think he wants to be in an L.A. market. I think he likes the East Coast time zone. It's already been known that he and his wife like to live in the East Coast. Tampa Bay, there's nothing wrong with it. There's plenty of beautiful homes in Tampa, Florida,
right.
And he is the biggest fish
right.
in a medium-sized pond.
Yeah, it'll be a bigger-sized pond if they win. But these other teams that have signed quarterbacks, you know, everybody knew Tom Brady would be available. Every team that needed a quarterback knew that they could make a run at him. It's like I wrote, these other teams settled on other younger, cheaper quarterbacks. People were thinking Tom Brady, okay, Tennessee, they got a good team. They need a quarterback. Mike Vrabel is the coach. He was a friend of Brady when he played. Don Tannehill, he sucks. They're going to go. No, they thought that Tannehill, they signed him to a big money deal. Brady had never had a sniff for Tennessee. I think all these teams looked at it and said, we're not going to pay Tom Brady $25 million. 10 years ago, we would have, not at age 43.
Well, the Bucks were. They're in a situation where the
Bucks had money to spend. Too.
They have money to spend, and they have a coach who's got about a year left anyways. If he was to lose this coming season, he'll be out the door probably. I don't know. Now with Brady, they might have to hold on to him for 2 years. Who knows? All I know is this. Buckle in. It's going to be a crazy, crazy ride, and God forbid, let's hope they get off to a hot start. They're already the story of the season. This might top the Super Bowl as far as stories in Tampa Bay sports history. Bruce, wouldn't you say?
I would say, but Bruce Arians, I was just going through the quarterbacks he's worked with. In Pittsburgh, he worked with Ben Roethlisberger. He was in Annapolis. He worked with Peyton Manning. He's worked with Kurt Warner.
Andrew Luck.
The guy doesn't have a Super Bowl win. Now he gets the greatest quarterback of all time. He talked about the quarterback whisperer. He's going to be the quarterback killer if they don't win a Super Bowl with Brady. He's had a lot of quarterbacks, but he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
He's got a Super Bowl ring with the Steelers with Big
Ben.
Right.
He was the
as an assistant coach.
He wants
his own ring. And there's,
right.
And, there's
and he's 66 years old.
There's no quicker path to it than this. And
no.
They're bringing in Tom Brady. And it's just an amazing thing how they went from – and I'm done talking about Jameis Winston. I wish him nothing but the best. I think Pittsburgh is his best location, or maybe Vegas gone back up. How hilarious would it be to have a team with Mariota and Winston on? And then they could really decide who was the best. It's not a problem anymore. I think Pittsburgh's a perfect fit. That's kind of quarterback they would have already, but that's for another. That's for somebody else to decide. My biggest question is this, Doug. Is the season even going to start on time? I mean, we're sitting at such a crossroads of disaster.
I mean, we're talking as if the season's going to start tomorrow.
We're just keeping our fingers crossed. All you can do is hope. But I tell you one thing, and
you and I
socialize, if you will, on a private level. This no sports routine has really driven home life without a relief valve, like funny pages. As I've always said, that sports is the funny pages. It's the steam relief. Without sports, and now there's no music, now there's no bar, you can't sit anywhere and even talk to anybody.
Let me tell you, Ozzy.
I don't know, man.
People, no sports, can't go out, they can't go to restaurants, they're sitting at home. These people must be bursting at the seams here. I don't know what America's doing.
I suppose we should count our lucky stars that we haven't become sick or no one that we've known closely, but it's just starting. As of today, the thing really has exploded.
Right, but back on football... All right, Brady comes here. You get 2 years max out of him. Supposing the season has to be called because he can't play a 5-game season. Supposing his first season is washed out because of this thing. It's unbelievable. That would be unbelievable.
It's very possible.
Right,
I'd say
possible.
It's 50-50 at this point. I mean,
seriously. How about the college seniors who are counting on their college senior season and they get this season cut short? You don't have film to show.
How do you do that?
Happen.
You're exactly right.
Jesus.
And then you could look at it. I got to hear the pontiffs. Well, that's a season without getting hit for Brady. He should be a season better. It's a nightmare. I suppose we should thank our lucky stars we're not sick. But, I mean, from what today brought us alone, I think the worst is yet to come. But I don't mean to be gloom and doom.
I want to get back on the Bucks because there's all the things I'm talking about. I want to know about this, that they brought in this three-headed quarterback monster, Arians, Leftwich and Clyde Christensen to help Winston. Now you're getting a guy who could probably teach these guys something.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, are you going to have three guys in Brady's head, or is Leftwich going to go fill the water bucket and Clyde Christensen bring hot dogs?
Don't forget Tom Moore, the quarterback godfather.
Oh, Tom Moore is on SS. I mean, that guy is so old.
He stood beside Winston for like 2 games, and he just said the hell with it. He just sat down.
He holds Arian's cord, and he says, hey, there's no cord to my
Did you hear the quote from Leftwich? They said, what are you going to do coaching a guy like Tom Brady? He goes, stay the hell out of his way.
Oh, he knows.
That he knows. All right.
I'm sure management is saying, Brian, we'll keep on paying you. He'll be on the sideline, but don't go near Tom.
He's probably younger than Brady's. Well,
I know.
All right, Doug Fernandez, @dFern.
If you want to read me, and I don't know why you would, Doug Fernandez, it's HeraldTribune.com is my newspaper, but I put everything I write on my Facebook page and my Twitter account, which is dFernSports. I can change it to my name, but it's DFern Sports, D-F-E-R-N Sports, and my name, Doug Fernandes, F-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-S. And before I retire in a couple of years, please read me.
I tell you, this could be your swan song, this Brady to Tampa Bay. I think it's just got, you're a Northeast guy, your quarterback comes to Tampa, Florida.
I just hope,
it's bizarre.
I just hope, you talk about the Bucs' history, everything bad happening to them. I hope that somehow the football gods are saying, okay, you'll get the greatest football quarterback in history, but it'll be a pull of Johnny Unitas with this team or a Joe Namath. And I don't want to even think of that,
well,
about that.
I would
think
say
about that happening.
Both of those examples, those guys were well shot
right
when they signed those deals.
Namath's knees were gone and the Unitas
this
had a
guy,
poor team.
This guy's still playing at a high level.
Very high level.
Albeit not
his
what
numbers
he was 30
were down,
years ago.
His numbers were down last year, but that, you could attribute that to lack of talent or Brady slipping a little bit.
Let's face it. With half of the picks that Jameis threw, that Bucks make the playoffs.
You cut 30 interceptions down to 12, which was Brady averages on a bad year. They're in the playoffs
no
last
question.
Year.
All right, Doug, thanks for your time, buddy, and stay safe, and hopefully opening day will go on, and don't even get me started on baseball. I don't know what I'll do.
No one is yet.
I'm hearing a 4th of July start. That would be cool for me. How about a 4th of July opening day? I could live with that.
20 fans in the stands? I don't think so.
Instead of bat day, it'll be mask day. Yeah. All right, Doug, thanks for your time, buddy.
Bye, buddy. Because they offer the money and...
Bucks have plenty of money.
No one wants to come here. What's the last big free agent that came here? The last big one. And don't say Juan Pierre Paul.
And Dominican Sue, you prick. Oh, my God.
And you got two options. Draft a quarterback, which you're not going to do, and sign a free agent crap, which no one is coming here. 1 year deal, $25 million. If he does the same crap again, then you move on.
What's next year's option? Is Joe Namath Jr. down the pike next year?
I don't know who the draft quarterback. This team, and Jameis Winston is right back in Tampa. I'm willing to bet $50, both of you clowns. I'm thinking of NFL reality.
They're not just sitting there going blindly with blinders on going, well, Winston's our guy, come hell or high water.
Tom Brady ends right back, and Jameis Winston ends right back in Tampa. I'm willing to bet $50, both of you clowns.